Okay, so the House committee investigating January 6th has learned there is a more than 7-hour gap in the White House call log for then-President Trump on the day of the Capitol attack. This gap raises questions about who the president was talking to and why some calls that have been publicly discussed are not in official White House records. Revelations about the gap come as several members of the Select Committee are openly showing their frustration with the Justice Department. NPR's Deirdre Walsh joins us now from Capitol Hill. Hi, Deirdre.
Hey, Elsa.
All right, so let's start with these White House records from January 6th. In terms of what is available, what do these records show?
So the log and diary from that day were first reported earlier today by the Washington Post and CBS. A member of the committee confirmed to NPR they received these official White House records from the National Archives in December. The call log indicates a gap of more than 7 hours, close to 8 hours in telephone communications. It lists calls up to about 11 a.m. in the morning with the president talking to then GOP Senator David Perdue. And then it picks up with the next call listed at 6:54 p.m. with the White House switchboard reaching out to Trump aide Dan Scavino. One call listed in the call log around 9:15 in the morning went to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. But he declined that call, according to McConnell's spokesman. Huh. We do know that the president was on the phone during that gap in time. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has publicly talked about his call that afternoon, urging the president to get rioters to stand down as they were attacking the Capitol. One member of the committee, Congressman Pete Aguilar, told our colleague Claudia Grisales that that's what they've been asking witnesses about since December, this gap when they did get these materials.
So interesting. Okay. I also understand that the panel approved contempt charges last night against two former White House officials, right? Dan Scavino and Peter Navarro, for failing to comply with subpoenas. What else came out of that hearing?
It was a real public venting from several members of the January 6th committee that the Justice Department wasn't acting. We've heard this sentiment before from a couple of members who've signaled that the DOJ doesn't need to wait for their report and their recommendations, but they were very blunt last night. Here's a sample from three Democrats on the panel, Zoe Lofgren, Adam Schiff, and Elaine Luria.
This committee is doing its job. The Department of Justice needs to do theirs.
We are upholding our responsibility. The Department of Justice must do the same.
Attorney General Garland, do your job so that we can do ours.
Remember, the January 6th panel isn't a criminal investigation. Its job is to report on what they learned and what happened leading up to and on January 6th and make recommendations. It can make a criminal referral to DOJ, but the signal from these members now is they want the Justice Department to move now, and they think it has enough evidence.
Well, what is the Justice Department saying at this point about this pressure these lawmakers are trying to exert?
Right. Not much today. But back in January, Attorney General Garland released a statement saying he understood there were questions about the department's investigation into January 6th and how long it could take. And the attorney general said at the time, quote, our answer is and will continue to be the same answer we would give with respect to any ongoing investigation, as long as it takes and whatever it takes for justice to be done consistent with the facts and the law. And the attorney general added, anything else jeopardizes the viability of our investigations. But you know, Elsa, that answer really isn't satisfactory right now to many Democrats on Capitol Hill.
I can imagine. That is NPR's Deirdre Walsh. Thank you so much, Deirdre.
Thanks, Elsa.